this was a common occurrence in the Middle Ages, conversion. And conversion occurred not only as an isolated instance, it occurred generally throughout Jewish Europe, and it occurred in the greatest of families. I mentioned to you that the famous Rabbeinu Gershom, his son converted. The Rabbeinu Tam quotes in one of his tshuvas the names of some of the Balei Tosfos whose children and grandchildren converted to Christianity. It was a situation where it was very hard to say no if they were really after you. And the only way to really say no was to escape, was to leave. So again, those people who had nothing or who had little always find it easier to leave. But a person who has a great deal finds it difficult to leave. And therefore, the wealthier, more powerful Jewish element was the one that was most prone to these types of conversion attempts, because they were the ones that couldn't just leave. And after a period of time, they wore them down. We have the famous legend that all of you know about Rabbi Amnon, the author of Nesan HaTokef, that before Rosh Hashanah he was invited by the bishop and the noblemen of the town to convert, and that he told them that they should give him 2 or 3 days to think it over, and then he regretted that he even hesitated a moment. And then when he refused, so they cut off his arms and legs and left him to bleed to death. He was taken in the synagogue, and that's the origin of the famous prayer in the Nesan HaTokef. Again, whether the legend is 100% accurate or not makes no difference. The point is that you see that in the times it was possible to call in the rabbi of the town and tell him, we want you to convert. And it was also possible for the rabbi to say, I'll think it over. And that indication of the pressure of the times is very important for us to realize. Now, upon the death of Rashi and the end of the First Crusade, there arose in France the school of the Tosafists, the Balei Tosfos, who are really Rashi's children, grandchildren, his descendants. I want to discuss with you for the moments we have left the leading members of that school of what they contributed and the profound effect they had upon Jewish life, because they are the fathers of Ashkenazic Jewry. The customs, the mindset, the stubbornness, the view towards the outside world and towards the secular world especially, all were set by the Balei Tosfos already in the 11th and 12th centuries. And that has remained part and parcel of our tradition. And they took a different direction completely than Spanish Jewry that we have discussed previously. I mentioned to you that Rashi had only daughters. He had no sons. And he had two famous sons-in-law. One, the Rivon, and the second, Rabbeinu Meir. Rabbeinu Meir himself was blessed with three great sons. Some say he had a fourth son that was born after the death of Rashi and was named for Rashi, Rabbeinu Shlomo. But three sons we know about. The first one is Rabbeinu Shmuel ben Meir, the Rashbam. Rabbeinu Shmuel ben Meir learned with his grandfather, with Rashi. And apparently he was in his early 20s when Rashi died. And the Rashbam wrote a commentary to all of the Bible. We only have left his commentary to Chumash. The Rashbam also wrote a commentary to the entire Talmud, but we have only those sections of it that he wrote to fill in the commentary of his grandfather.